like these time and time again. Oh, oh, oh.
Thanks for tuning in. We've got Mr. John Junker here in the house, the director of Ascension Support Services for St. Vincent de Paul. It pains me that we're fighting this COVID relationship, because the dining room and volunteering in the dining room and being able to visit with the people coming in and not just eating, but fellowshipping. That's a dynamic that just aches my heart. That's not happening.
Rosie, you hit it right, the nail square on the head, because that's so much a part of our culture in St. Vincent de Paul. Is it's not just about writing a check or providing a food box or helping with those things are very important. But we want to make sure we talk to people one-on-one and are addressing the needs of the heart and being able to deliver that. That's what makes it fun for us as team members or as donors to be involved in that in a personal way. It's a very personal way to approach it, and you're so wise to see that, Rosie.
Well, I mean, you go, and the families would be sitting together, and y'all would have instructional fun activities for the kids after the meal. And, I mean, it became, for many families, a lifeline to reestablish their life.
It has been, and we keep the faith that we'll get back there. And you know, I think it'll make us all more thankful for these blessings that I'll confess to you, maybe I took a little bit for granted. But we'll get that back, I'm sure, with the support of the great people in the state and good things that are going to happen, we hope, in 2021.
Well, delivering 4,500 meals a day, growing and producing 40,000 pounds of fresh produce at your farm, I think that's really cool. How can our Rosie on the House Legion of listeners assist St. Vincent de Paul?
Oh, thank you for asking. I think the biggest thing might be, you know, right now, as you noted, the volunteer opportunities are very limited because of the COVID situation, obviously. But one of the big things, the state of Arizona really has done a great job in providing a tax credit on the income tax for citizens to direct some of those funds to properly qualified charities, and St. Vincent de Paul is blessed to be one of those. So the tax credit is so vital and so helpful, and it's easy to do. All people have to do is go to our website. It's all lowercase. It's stvincentdepaul.net, or call our number for donations. We call it the Give Line, which is 602-266-4483, G-I-V-E. 266-GIVE, and it's very easy to set that up and do that. We'll get you all the paperwork that will document it. You write us a check, and it's up to $400 for an individual or $800 for a couple filing jointly.
And this is money that's not being funneled through a bureaucracy. This is money that's meeting a local need immediately and making community impact to the most maximum ability.
It sure does, and we've been grateful that so many of our donors that I've heard from have done their diligence on where we stand on all those national metrics, international metrics. In some cases. And because of our Vincentians and our volunteers, we get so much of our help donated that does keep our expense levels down and helps us to take more to the families we want to help and serve.
It's astounding what y'all can do with a dollar. Absolutely astounding.
Well, we're grateful for all the support from Rosie on the House, the Rosie on the House family and family of listeners, and we just hope people would think about a little bit of that tax credit maybe being directed to help us through this trouble as we continue to try and do our best to serve families.
And let's go out by sharing with people your new location, the New Hope Chest.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited about that. That's the corner, northeast corner of Tatum and Greenway in North Phoenix, right there on the Phoenix-Scottsdale border, and it just opened this past week. It's worth going to see. It's the loveliest hometown. It's supposed to be a thrift store, but it's not. We don't even call it a thrift store. It's the Hope Chest.
That's great.
And go have a look and see, or if you want to donate, but it's Tatum and Greenway, our brand-new store, and the benefit from our stores always goes to serve our families, the the dollars we generate there from our team at the stores who do such a great job. And if people don't want to shop, they can donate. All those dollars and those donations come back to serve all those families and individuals that need our help.
All right, folks, Arizona homeowners, if we've done anything for your house, home, castle, or cabin this year, helping you get a project done or saving you money on any project, I would appreciate if you take a percentage of that savings and log on to stvincentdepaul.net or call 602-266-4483 and be a part of this local amazing operation. Mr. John Junker, Director of Ascension Support Services for St. Vincent de Paul, you have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
We echo those sentiments to all of your listeners, and coming up for what's going to be a wonderful holiday season as we all keep chugging through this challenge.
Amen. Thanksgiving weekend edition of Rosie on the House. We like to take a part of this broadcast and highlight the different organizations that are particularly endearing to me personally. And in this particular segment, I'd like to welcome Mark Baim, the Executive Director of Military Assistance Mission. Many of you locals know it as MAM. Mark, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rosie. It's a pleasure.
Well, give us just the elevator background speech on the founding of MAM and its purpose.
You bet. I think most people are aware of this, but Margie Bonds, our founder, founded MAM in 2012, and she did so after her her son, Michael Marzano, who was unfortunately serving our country and was killed in Iraq on May 7th of 2005. And Margie said, this is my mission. I've got to do some things for Michael, because when he was serving, he was often struggling, him and his brothers and sisters, to make things and meet while he was in the National Guard and so forth. So she founded MAM in 2012, and really what MAM is, it serves E5 and below, who right now is working poor. And so, you know, a lot of times, Rosie, you know, these individuals, our military members, are strapped with financial bills. It's tough, especially in this COVID era that we're facing right now. So we help them out with car insurance and a lot of different other types of things, their mortgage. You know, one of the things currently right now is we're just helping them with food and groceries because of COVID. So that's what we do, we're very proud of what Margie has started, and we're continuing all the things that she wanted to make happen.
Well, on your website, y'all have a pretty extensive list of programs, and the many ways you've customized helping these E5 military veterans. The website.
Sure, it's azmam.org, and you can simply go on there and look at all the programs we have, the financial assistance that we have, that we provide to our military members, and of course how you can donate.
More with Mark Baim, Executive Director of Military Assistance Mission, right after this.